In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I often like to tell you that our faith, holy faith, the Catholic faith, is not only the faith of believing, but also faith of doing. In our religion, it's not enough that you just faith and you believe what God has revealed to us. You must also do what is right, and in your life you must do and act according to your holy Catholic faith. And two of the saints of today, Saint Titus, who was the disciple of Saint Paul, and Saint Dorothy, who suffered martyrdom for the holy Catholic faith, they are the two very great teachers of this principle. Do not only believe, but act also according to your beliefs. Saint Titus was a bishop who was the disciple of Saint Paul, and Saint Paul commissioned Saint Titus to be the teacher of the Christians who were still a little inexperienced and who were in great need of a bishop to telling them how they should act in their own lives. And Saint Titus once had to be the carrier of bad news, or even worse than bad news, namely a severe rebuke to other Christians. When Saint Paul had to rebuke the Corinthians severely because these Corinthians were giving scandal and were wavering in their Catholic faith, it was Saint Titus who had to bring the rebuke, and in this way being a bearer of bad news. But nevertheless, whenever there's a reason to rebuke somebody of their bad behavior, especially if that gives cause to scandal or is a source of somebody giving up their faith, then priest and a bishop must do their duty and rebuke as well as teach the faithful. Our other saint of today, Saint Dorothy, she certainly did not need rebuking of keeping her faith. On the contrary, Saint Dorothy was one of those heroic young girls who suffered martyrdom during the reign of Diocletian. She was ready to die for her faith rather than give it up. And in this way, she committed the greatest act of love a Christian can ever do, namely giving her life in defense of the holy Catholic faith. Saint Dorothy also, her parents also had suffered martyrdom, and when Saint Dorothy was imprisoned by the Roman officials, they told him that you must either sacrifice to our idols or then you have to die. But this dilemma was really no dilemma to Saint Dorothy. She was glad that she could commit this great act of martyrdom, and she firmly refused to do act of sacrifice to idols and welcomed death as a remedy from this life. But the Roman officials, who knew very well how great is the influence of bad example, they tried to make Saint Dorothy to waver in her Catholic faith. Saint Dorothy was placed in charge of two women who had fallen away from the Catholic faith in the hope that they might cause Dorothy as well to abandon her Catholic faith. But so much did this young girl Dorothy love her holy God that she talked to these apostate women so lovingly and so with the zeal of the great fire of faith that these two women, they returned to the holy faith, and they also were willing now to suffer martyrdom for this faith, which is the only true way to paradise and to the joys of heaven. Since Roman officials had failed in their in their trying of making her denounce her faith, they now said that she had to be put into death. Saint Dorothy suffered her death during in the dead of the winter, and when she was led to her road or to her place of execution, she committed a great miracle, which again converted one person and made him a Christian. There was this lawyer whose name was Theophilus, and who was very famous that he was in the habit of calumniate and persecuting the Catholics in Rome. And when this evil man saw Dorothy being led to her martyrdom, he asked her to send him apples or roses from the Garden of Paradise when she would get there. But Saint Dorothy promised that she would do so, and just before she died, a little child stood by her side, and he was bearing 3 apples and 3 roses. Dorothy asked him to take them to this man called Theophilus and tell him that this was the present which he had asked from the Garden of Paradise. After Saint Dorothy had gone to heaven, Theophilus was still evil as ever, making fun of Christians and boasting how he shut the mouth of this foolish young girl. But then a child entered into his room. Theophilus saw the child and saw that he was carrying fruit and flowers, which he could not recognize growing on any place on earth. This child was an angel who had been sent to Theophilus to convert him from his evil ways through the martyrdom and prayers of Saint Dorothy. Dear faithful, we can learn so much and admire so much these two saints, Saint Titus and Saint Dorothy. They are so great examples of how good God is to us if we stay faithful to the end. It's oftentimes very hard to do and to act according to the will of God in our lives. But that's why God has given us help through His Catholic Church. That's why He has given us sacraments. That's why He has given us sacramentals. That's why we are ordered to pray every day, that we would not be left alone in the difficulties of this world, but we would always be strengthened by God in our sufferings. When the Lent is now approaching, let us make a good resolution of always being very firm and courageous in defending our holy Catholic faith, and always and in every circumstance also be ready to act according to our faith as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.